Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome to Leeds United We Stand podcast. We are on our way down for our final away game of the season, final domestic away of the season anyway, down to West Ham. I don't know if you've noticed, because no one's actually mentioned it, but this is the last time that West Ham will play at the Bowling Ground or Upton Park. It's been they've been talking about that all day on Sky. I've never actually known a fuss like it about a stadium and about somebody leaving it. Maybe it's just because there's more platforms and more television and more coverage than there was when other clubs have done it, but it does seem to have been excessive. This game was... When was the schedule for? This was ages back, wasn't it?
It was Sheffield United, was it?
Yeah, FA Cup weekend. Yeah, that's right, yeah. So it actually got put back. I reckon this was... Are they at home again this Saturday? Oh, no, they can't be. It's their last game, isn't it? So who would their last game and would have been against?
Been Swansea.
Swansea at home. So they've got leathered at it. Yeah. So they've had a bit of a reprieve here, haven't they?
Yeah.
I still think, though, that in their worst nightmares, playing United of all clubs, last game of the season, last ever game at Upton Park, that must have been their absolute nightmare. But anyway, before we get on to all things West Ham, I've got to ask everyone, how were you on Sunday?
Mate, do you know what? Not too bad. We actually went for a pint.
You're a about fucking animal.
I expected to feel a lot worse, but yeah, considering what we'd done, not too bad at all.
It was a mammoth effort, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? 22 hours, wasn't it, in the end? Fab Cafe was a quality way to finish it as well. Yeah. By quality, I mean.
Yeah, not very good, but it did.
It's not the Dorchester in there, is it?
No, it's probably the worst venue to go out in Manchester. But. Matty, how are you?
I was all right. We got in at 4:30, and my two lads woke me up at 7:30. But went out for something to eat just after dinner. Had a couple of drinks, but I was amazed because last time after Watford in the crawler fight, I was a shambles for about 3.5 days. But no, surprisingly, I felt really good Sunday.
Sorry? I felt like a capsized ship. I felt like the captain had fallen off the ship and everything had just crashed. But it was, like you say, Steve, mammoth effort, mate, and what a fantastic day. Got 3 points and also a crawler win.
How are you, Clarky?
I actually died 3 times on Sunday and had to be revived. I wasn't well. Definitely a dodgy pint was had at some point.
Yeah. Did you eat?
I ate about 19 dodgy pints, I think.
There you go. Woody, there's a cracking pitch, isn't you on Woody? I called Dunny Woody then. Sorry, mate. I'm really sorry. There's a good pitch of you on the internet. It looked like you had a good night.
Yeah, I think my missus will vouch for this. I weren't in a good way. I ended up at the bottom of the stairs about 3:30 in the morning.
Have you gone all the way down from top to bottom?
All the way down, crashed through the baby gate at the bottom. It worked good. The dog was wondering what the fuck was going on, but yeah.
That picture, have you seen the picture of him in a heap? It's absolute class, it really is. I spent the whole day. I'm not bragging here or anything, but I'm quite known for being reasonably all right the next day, honest to God. I had a pizza for every meal on Sunday. I ordered a pizza for my brekkie, and then I had one for my dinner, and then I had one for my tea as well. I had 4 pizzas. And I still wasn't right, honest to God. Yeah, that's what away matches are all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. The whole day was brilliant. Obviously, winning there put something on tonight. The fight itself, brilliant. Crawler was well. More fighting in the stands, like the Ben Brierley in Moston in the '90s on a Saturday night. There was that much fighting in the stands. But yeah, the whole one of the best days I've had out in years. That
Would it while your mates were at the match and then went to the boxing? You went out with your new missus, is that true?
I was in work, first of all. Contrary to what you've heard on here, I was in work.
Were you out with a lady?
In the evening, yeah.
What do we think, boys?
It's outrageous, that, wasn't it?
Should be banned. Get at least a yellow card on the bus. Definitely.
I reckon he should never be allowed on the bus again.
Sam, you're into the going out with ladies, especially those you've met online.
Well, would it? Did you get your fill?
I'm not saying too much, man. Listening to this one.
Did
they have it on in her home?
Yeah. Nothing. Anyway, listen, Woody, it's good to have you back, mate. It really is. We did think about not letting him back on here, didn't we, lads?
You've
had a reprieve. See how you get on today.
You didn't have to work, by the way, did you? Stay on Sunday?
No. I had to work on Monday.
Still but, suffering.
But when I say work, I took wages. I wouldn't say I worked. If I had any integrity, I'd have probably just handed all my wages back on Monday. But that was... Anyway, that was as day outs go. I think that's one that when we eventually release the book in a couple of years' time about our jaunts, I reckon that one's going to
one of the best. That one,
yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. How do you feel about today then? Obviously, there's just been this whole fucking hoo ha about. I mean, it feels ridiculously over the top about West Ham and they're moving from their ground to Olympic Stadium, but it's just got a weird feel about it.
It's a bit of a joke, really. I mean, everyone moves grounds, don't they? City have done it, Arsenal have done it, Tottenham are going to do it. If you want to be a bigger club and up there with the rest of us, then they're going to have to move the ground out. Ridiculously over the top, but I'd love to burst a bubble tonight. Massively.
No pun intended.
I'll take a 1-0 winner in the 94th minute, to be fair, and then walking out of there singing while they're all invading the pitch and celebrating the new stadium. That'll do me.
It's been heavy though, hasn't it, as in the cover? I can't believe the coverage.
Oh, it's been ridiculous. And Sky doing a full day yesterday. It's almost as if the mainstream media is full of West Ham fans. But if that was anything, any other club outside London, it wouldn't have got anywhere near the coverage. But it's on the quiet with what's happened at the weekend. It's suddenly become a massive game for us, and I'm hoping they play the occasion. But for us, the game's massive, so we can't afford to be side by.
I think there is a big thing in that. There is a massive media presence, isn't there? The TalkSport is full of West Ham fans, and the papers, loads of them. Paul McCarthy and all them. There's loads of them in it. So it's purely that. If they were in the north somewhere, they're not much better, not much bigger than Burnley, I don't think. But yeah, it's a playoff. It's like a Champions League playoff to get into the playoff. This, because I think we will beat Bournemouth on Sunday if we do it today. So it's massive.
According to massive bell end Trevor Sinclair, who's just retweeted a picture of West Ham's badge with West Ham City on it. He reckons that both clubs are pretty much alike in many, many ways. So I'd agree with you then. Sam?
Yeah, I think obviously when the team moves grounds, there's always going to be some sort of nostalgia attached to their old ground. But yeah, it has been like blown massively out of proportion. I think, yeah, they've been there for so many years. But can you actually think of that many memorable occasions at Upton Park for a West Ham fan, really?
Well, apart from when they won the World Cup. Single-handedly, and then stole a load of jewellery while they were defending it, and then single-handedly not winning the title in 92 but celebrating like they had, and single-handedly winning the title in 95 although they hadn't but celebrating like they had. Yeah. You know, you're absolutely spot on. But I think Matty's point there though about if this was outside London, no one would have given a toss, would they?
Not at all. Like I say, I think Dunny mentioned it before, Bolton moved grounds, you know, Middlesbrough have moved grounds, Sunderland have moved grounds. No one gives a fuck.
City moved grounds. So another club who moved grounds due to an athletics event and didn't pay for it.
Yeah, fucking hell. Still paying for that now, aren't we?
West Ham's celebrity fans are the bell ends as well, aren't they? If you look at the list, like, you've got Russell Brand, Ray Winston,
Danny Dyer.
I was just going to mention, yeah, the king of them all, as in king of all bell ends. So they've got
Alfie Moon. Alfie Moon.
As well.
Well, I don't know.
He probably is.
Russell Brand, though, with Katy Perry, though. How did that happen?
I know, yeah. What was she taking to go with him? Weird guy, innit? Not that I'm suggesting anything.
The lawyer's breathing on the side of the reed there, yeah. For 1 minute, I thought you were going to suggest something there, which saved me doing it. In terms of they're making this huge, I mean, I've heard all kinds of stuff about, apparently they've invited every single player that's ever played for West Ham tonight, which is probably why our allocation dropped by 400 or 500.
Yeah.
They are potentially going to take, the thing that always, do you remember the 50th anniversary game with the Munich air disaster and the whole occasion got to United? Do you reckon there's the potential for that to happen tonight?
I do, yeah. It happens a lot, doesn't it? You think, remember the 40th as well against Bolton, and when a club makes a big occasion like that, a lot of the time they do. So I think that's what I'm hoping for, that for them it'll be about the occasion, for us it'll be about the match. But yeah, I can see them, they seem to have fallen away last few weeks as well, so it's, yeah, I think it's a good thing for us that it's the last game, and it, for them it'll be a bit of a sideshow.
Yeah, playing a match United, I think the occasion might be a bit too much for them, like he says. Just got to go there, do the job tonight. They can't be up for this tonight after City fucking up on Sunday then. To think we could possibly get top four in the FA Cup, we're laughing my cock off all summer.
Can I just ask anybody? I know we've touched on this a few times, but it's gathered prominence since United scabbed a win at Norwich, really. I mean, we didn't play well, but even though we didn't, there was no way we were going to lose that game, but we certainly didn't do massive amounts to win it. But obviously City then not beating Arsenal has put this supposedly important fourth place back in United's hands. Are you that fucking bothered about that? Because I still can't get myself giddy about it.
No, I think it's probably a bit of a poison chalice at the minute. Do we want to be playing in the Champions League next year to then get humiliated and knocked out and end up in the Europa League anyway? Or just fuck it off from the start of the season and concentrate on the league? But that said, if someone says to you at the start of the season Man United have to beat West Ham in a one-off game to get to the Champions League, then, you know, there's no excuses if we don't do it tonight.
And then beat Bournemouth, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important because it's one over on them cunts. That's the top and bottom of it. Yeah, one over on them, especially with Pep going in as well. No Champions League football. It's just two fingers up at them.
Yeah, I'm starting to warm to this, if I'm being honest. Yeah, I just think that whole quote from Scholes ages back about trying to finish fourth and maybe win the FA Cup is just pure Arsenal. I can't get my head around that being something that a lot of United fans seem to be clinging to be honest. And I know we've had this chat before about do you think if United did finish fourth and won the FA Cup would be enough to save Van Gaal? Someone sent me a question on Twitter before that, and said I asked the lads on the bus, and I thought I've got to ask this one. If Brighton coming up meant another season of Van Gaal, what would the lads on the bus say?
I'd take it. It'd be a laugh, wouldn't it?
It'd only be 1 year.
I don't think I could. Not even for Brighton, no. No, I'm not willing. I want something more than that. For another year of that, I want something more than Brighton away.
Brighton and Exeter then. In the, both of them to come up kind of thing. I think he's going to stay anyway. I don't think he's going.
If Brighton come up, yeah, and we got Brighton again in the FA Cup away, then yeah, I'd take another season of it.
Brighton away next season, but you've got to put with another season of Van Gaal's football. Yes or no?
Oh, why not? It's quite good having to get pissed so much that you can't remember the game.
I'm not quite sure actually, because obviously Sheffield Wednesday are in the playoffs as well. Derby are in the playoffs. I know they're not far, but they are good. They are good trips, and we have got Southampton. We have got Bournemouth. So, but I do like Van Gaal. So,
on behalf of me and my missus, no.
No. No, nothing.
I don't want to end up back at them bottom end.
Who's the other one in the playoffs? Is it Hull?
Yeah. Hull, yeah. Yeah.
To be honest, none of them are bad, are they? Like, as trips go.
I think Steve Bruce likes because he'll give us 6 points, doesn't he, every time we play.
He's good for 6 points and taking four or five really shit players off us every year, isn't he, Steve Bruce? Yeah.
On that point about Scholes, you're saying, would you have took top four in the FA Cup, you've got to remember where we were in December and that run of games we went through, when we would have all snapped anyone's hand off if you'd have offered us that. When we went to Bournemouth and got beaten, got knocked out at Wolfsburg, I'd have snapped someone's hand off if they'd have said top four in FA Cup.
I do think there is something in it about signing players as well. I think a lot of the top players will only go if you're in the Champions League. Clarkie's got a point, actually. We did it last year, celebrated fourth place and then got bounced out anyway in the group. So, you know, how useful it'll be. But it won't be enough to save him. I do think he'll go, so I don't think it will matter.
At the risk of sounding like a bitter City fan, I think if it wasn't in the place of City, we probably would be much less arsed. And I think it is all getting to the point of just with Pep going, it would be quite funny if he then turned around and fucked him off. Especially, does anyone know if it's in his contract that he has to be in top four to go?
And then come to United.
Might well be. I think, yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't want him at United either. I think, I don't know, there's something not right.
Yeah.
About him, you know, without
Messi. He's like Messi. I mean, Messi's another horrible cunt who hides behind it. Me, you've got like Messi and Ronaldo are like the equivalent of Mourinho and Guardiola. But you know, Ronaldo and Mourinho are known as this like arrogant pair and they love themselves, whereas Messi and Guardiola have got this nice boy image, but they're both a pair of cunts. I hate them.
What's he really done at Bayern? I mean, he walked into a team that won the treble. He's got them nowhere near the Champions League. And that's the holy grail, is the Champions League, for someone who's meant to be as good as he is. Mm-hmm. He's got them nowhere near it. City got to a semi-final there this year.
I think the thing about the Champions League is it's still fucking hard to win it, right? And I don't think you can say to somebody in their career as a football manager, you haven't won the Champions League, therefore, or you didn't win the Champions League. I mean, the amount of competition in that tournament is absolutely ridiculously high now. And I don't think that the best team is as good as perhaps it was when... I think the Champions League, in terms of the standard of the team that won it back end of the 90s and into the 2000 decade, I thought that was higher than it is now. But I do think that the shittest teams in the Champions League now are better than they've ever been.
Back then, that was just the Champions. That wasn't your fourth place, fourth best team in the league.
That makes it harder, doesn't it? Because if you take that whole principle of United were the best team in 99, but we weren't the best team in England in 98. So that all pans out.
I do think, though, you know, I think getting top four will be important, because if we were to get Mourinho on the back of it, coming in the summer, some of the players, I think the proposition of United, Mourinho with Champions League, I think would be huge.
Well, here's a question for you. Do you think Mourinho would prefer, and if let's just make an assumption that Mourinho does get this job, right, and it's by far nowhere near even nailed on, if at all he's going to get it, do you reckon he'd prefer to get a team straight in the Champions League, or do you reckon he'd quite like a year out of it, build it up and grow and grow and grow?
I think if he stayed around long enough, but it's how long you get with him. But I think there would be a buzz about that. Like Guardiola's last job was, he took over Bayern. I think they never took to him because they won the treble, didn't they, just before he went in. So I think the lower down you take a club, the better you look by the higher you take them. So I think they're probably, yeah, you could be right about that. It could be something in getting him back in, winning it next year.
No, I disagree. I think Mourinho would definitely want to be in it. And the thing is, like, I know Mourinho gets a lot of stick for not hanging about, but if you look at the clubs, every club he's been at has wanted instant success. So that's where you've got to change the mindset, and you say to it, you know, you don't say, we don't expect you to win the Champions League. You know, come through your group, get a quarter-final place and build on it. So you've got to give him the patience along with it.
He wants to win his own league first by, if you look at his track record, win his own title first and then move on.
And that would be the priority. But I think even with Mourinho, when you look at sort of the big four now, I suppose, with the two Madrid teams, Barca, Bayern, I can't see us being competitive in the latter end of the Champions League. So yeah, I think he would look at maybe quarter final spot and a genuine go at the Premier League and build from there.
I think it'd be a similar situation to when he went back to Chelsea. He went back and he went the first year, he weighed it all up. He weighed what he had in his team, and then in the summer he went, well, what I need now is I need a goalkeeper, a centre midfielder and a world class striker. Went out, got all three, won a league. I think it'll be a similar situation when he comes in.
I think you have to remember that one of the major pluses of the Champions League, rather than the UEFA Cup, is take away all points of actually winning the thing. It's just the fact that you don't have to go to these shit ass ends of Europe on a Thursday night, which disrupts your league
games.
That's what we love. Yeah. So, from our point,
with that.
I'm not Mourinho. you? If he wants to come Fab Cafe with us instead,
then that is not an issue.
But yeah, I think it does certainly disrupt your league form as well. So
I'm going to be fucking selfish here. Thursday nights is better for me for work, and Sundays is better because the horse racing on Saturday. So you know, and obviously that's the main issue, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's Fab open on a Sunday.
Oh dear, I don't think we can ever be seen in there again, to be honest. Quick one tonight then. Out of all of these ex West Ham players that you're going to see paraded, are you up for giving the grief to?
Well, I'd forgot about until I seen you mention them before, but the couple. I won't mention them, no.
The couple of ex-City players?
That's the one, yeah. Bishop and Marley, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see where you were going there with that.
Is Tevez coming back? Is he there tonight? he knows, mate.
He's on a cookery course.
Good pantomime. But I don't know, actually, that's a good question. Julian Dix. He was like Danny Dye, wasn't he? For playing the East End character, yeah.
I don't know any ex-West Ham players. They're all a massive cunt, so that I don't know, Steve. I don't know.
Just for his tweet before, Trevor Sinclair.
Mascherano coming back.
That Bishop cunt there, he can fuck off. Look.
Paul Ince.
Yeah,
Paul Ince. People. Yeah, Paul Ince won't be getting an invite, I would have thought. Yeah.
Or even Hartson. Yeah.
I think it'd be good if. Yeah, it'd be great if some of them, like, it'll be the old anyone who's still alive from the World Cup here, and it'll all be that all them in the 70s and they won the cup. I think they won the FA Cup. I think it was 75 they beat Fulham.
Trevor
Buckley scored the winning goal. No, that
was 80 against.
Yeah, they beat Arsenal. They beat Arsenal 80. Yeah, he's another one who's overly fucking nice. But you think, do you know what?
He has to go on every TV show. And go, yeah, Michael West Ham.
Something not right. Yeah. I couldn't see him up. Right, quick score prediction. Do you think that? Let's have a score prediction and a thought about will United take advantage of the occasion getting to West Ham.
Yeah, I think they will. Those games you mentioned before, I think it's a massive factor, and it's happened loads. We went through them, and I think, like, do you remember when Liverpool, the cop went, and I think they lost it like home to Norwich, and that day it happens almost every time. So I think we'll win, we'll control the game, a bit like the FA Cup, but we'll win 1 or 2-0.
I think the start is crucial. If we start quick, we could really catch them on the hop with the occasion. So I could see us maybe going 2-0 up in the first half hour, but United being United, will 15 minutes ago concede from a set piece, and we'll all be on our arses for the last 15 minutes. So I'll go 2-1 United.
I think it'll be pretty similar to the FA Cup, and I'll take a 2-1. Tight game all the way through, but yeah, I think we'll do it.
I think first goal's massive. I think we'll nick it 2-1, but I also think that City away at Swansea on Sunday is not a given. Swansea have won 4 on the bounce, so I do think United will win tonight, but I think they'll nick it 2-1, yeah.
I think they'll buckle on the sentimental value of the game, but I can't see us scoring, so I'll go 0-0.
I don't really agree with the sentimental side of things. I don't think that Lanzini and Cuiate give a shit about Upton Park, to be honest. So on that basis, I think they'll still put in a shift, but I think they're on holiday a bit, West Ham, so I reckon maybe 2-0 United.
Yep, 3-0 United, and someone to snap that twat's leg and then carry him off the pitch while he's injured like he did to us in the cup game.
Matt Noble.
Oh, yeah.
Noble.
Oh, yeah. 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 Did you see his tweet as well before? I'm moving home today. Oh, fucking bell end.
He's a wanker.
Yeah. Hopefully to a bungalow or disabled.
I reckon that what will be typical United is to get the result that no one thinks we'll get tonight and win, and then get outwitted by Eddie fucking Howe again on Sunday.
You waiting, don't
I? I do hate Eddie Howe. Yeah, he's another one who he's got like a Cameron type of face that you just want to fucking melt. Honest to God, he winds me up so much. But anyway, yeah. So I reckon I think tonight it'll be where United perform well and get a good result, and then Sunday might be a different story by that. So yeah, I think 1-0 United.
Do you know who else I hate from West Ham as well? Karen Brader. She's got a face you could melt as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, I'm going to have a chat with you offline about that one. I have a slightly different view, but anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We'll chat after the game, gents. Cheers. We're outside after Manchester United's last ever game at Upton Park. It was West Ham 3, United 2, and... good game, really. You can't kick off about shit football and shit games and go on about we just want to be entertained, and then when you get entertained, it didn't go the other way. Played all right second half. First half, we were lucky to get in there, probably one down, but pretty vile atmosphere. Game was delayed quite a long time because United's team bus got cost in. Not sure what that was about, but a couple of witnesses said that it looked a bit moody. That said, I reckon we'd have done the same if we'd seen it coming out of Bournemouth a couple of months back, but never mind. Yeah, pretty scummy atmosphere. We've had shit thrown down on us, and not literally, but just stuff from the top end, bottles and coins and God knows whatever else. So yeah, it's been a pretty moody atmosphere. If you call that carnival, then that's the way it is, isn't it? Stoney, podcast, mate.
How you doing?
I'm all right, mate.
Fucking hell, we plucked defeat from the jaws of victory once more.
Second half was a bit, it was good, wasn't it? Played on.
Yeah, we did. You know what I mean? Marshall wasn't fit though, was he?
Well, if that's him not fit, fucking hell.
I know, he wasn't fit though. You could tell someone in the first half he wasn't doing some of the sprints. I think his hamstring's ready to go again.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit like the arena out here in a minute, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
I'll see you the weekend, mate.
All right.
Tell her. Woody?
Disappointing, wasn't it, that we couldn't see it out? I think there were bottle jobs in the first half. Second half was a lot.
Bit more like
he brought Carrick on it. It seemed to change the midfield. Schneiderlin gave it away a few too many times, but it's disappointing.
Should defend him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's disappointing to do that, but yeah. It's their last game. It was probably written for him, wasn't it? Yeah. Now we've got to rely on a favour from Swansea.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about all that. Forgot about the fact we have something right.
Well, you'll be all right because you're getting the Europa League now.
I'm getting the stereotype in, aren't we? Tight.
Don't know what's really to say, mate. Fuming. 2-1 up in the bag, wasn't it? But yeah, bit gutted, mate. Bit gutted.
I am, Mark. All right.
Same old story, innit? Again, fucking.
Didn't play bad.
No, they didn't, but they're still gutless. Fucking nothing at the end. Absolutely no drive at the end. Just fucking let them walk away with it there. Fucking. It's not what you want from United, is it, really? You want a bit of fucking something about them. More gutless performances again.
If you'd have said to me when we were 1-0 down and struggling in the first half that second half we were probably going to boss it for 25 minutes, I'd have been surprised. So, you know, just...
Michael Carrick won it, changed the game, didn't he, in the first half?
Defending like to ask for two set pieces, didn't
we? Yeah, and we're supposed to be good at that.
But well, we're not, though.
We showed ourselves up.
We can't do two things at once.
You know what I mean?
We either go for it and fuck it up like we did at Leicester and like we did tonight, or we defend like bastards and bore ourselves to tears. So that's his problem. You can't do both.
No, but still gutless. That's the only fucking word that can describe it. It's gutless.
Well, see you in a bit, yeah.
We got what we deserved. We didn't deserve. The defending was atrocious. And see, yet again, we don't create enough chances. Marshall's obviously brilliant at finishing, but I thought Rooney couldn't pass the ball 10 yards. The defending got what we deserved. And now, highly unlikely, isn't it?
It was a bit moody, wasn't it?
Top four was, wasn't it? Yeah, that was like the old days a little bit, wasn't it? They were impressive tonight, I thought, to be fair.
What's
but yeah,
support?
Before. Yeah, yeah.
Which bit impressive? Was it the noise or was it the bottles that were raining down on us, the coins?
And being
smashing up the coach.
I made a pocket full of change, it was all right.
All of those things were like the old days, weren't they?
Made £1.80, which is good going.
It was more how it used to be here, wasn't it? It was. I'll tell you what though, they'll remember tonight though, because they'll remember it though, won't they? Because
yeah, of course they will.
This is my last game.
Whatever.
Yeah. Home and away. Shit.
Right.
Everything's shit.
Martin, I'll see you in August, mate.
As well, Steve. Wait till next year, though, when they have these 15,000 extra tourists. It won't be anything like
Martin,
that.
Martin, I've seen a bit, mate.
Fucking win, won't they?
Yeah, Martin reckons that's his last ever game.
I reckon that's going to happen.
When we see him next week at Bournemouth and the FA Cup final and every ever game ever. Yeah. Thoughts on the game, mate?
What? Fucking shit. Speechless. Can't believe we went 2-1 up and they fucking did that.
We were playing well at one point, weren't we? And then
to defend a set piece.
Just shit defending for once. Let me see who else I can find. Everyone's in a bad mood. Gaz,
what do you say, Steve, to that? Can hell. Ask me some questions.
I thought if they get one here, they're gonna have the ball between the fucking, gonna have the horns and all that kind of stuff. And You know what I mean? Anyway, so how's the horses done today?
It's not too bad. Went 3.5, so
well,
happy enough. Went 3.5 to me,
every cloud.
That's me. Of two or three passengers, haven't we? We need like fullback. Uho's no good.
There's some shit defending.
Horrendous in the middle of parks. Nightland, no good.
Thing is, though, whenever Herrera gets given a chance, he just doesn't take it, does he?
No, I mean, he doesn't know. But I mean, the whole Old Trafford love him, but I can't see what anybody likes
him. Well, I do. I'm a massive fan of him. But he doesn't take his chances when he's in.
He needs to, though, doesn't he? And he needs players in and around him.
Yeah. Good atmosphere, wasn't it?
Ah, it's mint, wasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out of this place, now, though.
I don't think we're going to be. I'm not sure what they're planning to do. Whether they're planning to get us away or not, Clarky.
When do we get Fellaini back?
It's funny how everyone slaughters him, but when he's not there, everyone suddenly goes, you know what, we do actually miss that big daft bastard.
You don't mind some of the young guys getting caught in the occasion or getting a little bit bullied. You know, they do need to, you know, some of them need to get in the gym over to someone, and that, and that's what young lads are like sometimes, like Rashford. But okay, you know, some of the big players keep going missing game after game now. You know? Rojo, you know, he should be turning up in these games, meant to be experienced. Rooney, he should be an experienced player. Blin should be an experienced player. And no one's walking these young lads through the team. It's absolutely disgusting. There's no leadership on there at all.
I like Herrera, but he was dreadful too.
Herrera's one of them players. He's a bit like Glenn Hoddle's management. Herrera got good by being out injured when we were really shit. But he's not actually played well over the run of games at all.
I think he's been ruined a bit by Van Gaal, but I take your point. He hasn't played well.
I have to be honest.
Now.
He's ruined me.
I think what we need to do, we need to get Rooney to start trying to make more 50-yard balls. So I don't think he does that far enough
across the pitch.
Yeah. It's fucking Gordon Strachan used to do that, and they look all right. It's a bit Steven Gerrard-esque. Yeah. They look all right. On
why
TV
you mind?
How's your interview?
Are you going to be?
Just told him the same.
What? You packing it in?
No, I'm not told him. Packing.
You weren't happy with the support tonight,
what,
were you?
What I've told him is, yeah, is the support. United fans, right, will sing their hearts out if they're winning. But United, I'm talking about the majority, not us, because we've been there forever. The fucking people, are you taping this? Right, the people, sorry for swearing. The people the people who follow United, right, like us sort of thing, will sing our ass and will die for United. I nearly got killed myself, done jail, I've been stabbed, I've been on free banning orders and all that sort of stuff. It's nothing to be proud of, but I'll die for United. And it kills me, 53 years of age, that's the young lads in there who don't know any United songs, don't know this, don't know that sort of thing. And when we're getting beat, right, there's no support. If we're winning, they'll sing their hearts out. They'll sing their hearts out if we're winning. But when we're getting beat, we made the song in the 80s, right? You only sing when you're winning. We made it. I was part of United there in the 80s. We'll sing when you're winning. We used to say it, the piss out of people, and we never won much. But now, these days now, gets me so angry.
That was a night though where the atmosphere was fucking great and in the home end and everything else. And we didn't rise to that, I didn't.
No, did we fuck no? But that's United these days, Steve. It's not just a one-off tonight. It was a cup final for us tonight. It was a cup final for us tonight to get behind the team and support them till the end. I was trying me out on this thing forever and ever. No one could rise even to the Busby Babes.
Mate.
No one knows. Right. Like, God bless
I'll
see
you in a bit. Yeah. There's hey mate, Martin, not very happy, but I don't know where he's coming from actually. Are we going? In a minute. Yeah.
Do a quick head count, we'll go.
I don't think that was just about getting beat. There was a few people in United end who were kicking off about the fact that United support had a bit of a slapped arse element to it. But do you know what? You know, you're paying 50 odd quid, you can do whatever you like really, but never mind. Anyway, we're back on the coach. I think we're trying to get away from here before it all goes a bit untidy and all them knobheads get out. So we'll wrap it up. That's the last away game of the season. I don't think everybody's on here, but let's go anyway. Last away game of the season. We've got Wembley to come. So we'll have a good day out down there. Hopefully Martin and everybody will have cheered up a bit by then. Until then, next podcast will be after the Bournemouth game on... It's Bournemouth on Saturday or Sunday. Sunday, is it? Sunday. Yeah, it'll be on Sunday at Old Trafford. Until then, cheers for listening and we'll see you soon.
Just before we finish off, just a reminder to say that the new United We Stand is out before the Bournemouth game. We're compiling the subscription list now. So if you want to order a digital or printed subscription, please do so via our website. We'll be posting the copies out from Manchester on Saturday morning, and digital copies will be able to download from Sunday morning, and then the copies will be in the newsagents 3 or 4 days after the Bournemouth game. It's a really decent issue. Got some good stuff there, some good inside information there, which I'm sure will be of interest to all Manchester United fans. So if you like the podcast and you like the mag, please support what we do. Until the next podcast, goodbye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you'd never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.